Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. 83-year-old Mrs. A.J. Russell recalled the Christmas of 1865 when she was 27, married, and living on Ashland's North Main Street. The town had 16 business and professional men at the time. Russell said a town meeting planned the Christmas celebration that included a community tree in the town offices located in the wooden Oddfellows building that burned in 1879. Russell said she skipped the meeting because she didn't want to get involved, but she ended up with a task anyway. It was her job to find gifts for the community's children. The planners had collected $40 for gifts and the names of all the children in town. Russell prepared a bag of candy and purchased a small gift for each of them. The costliest presents were a hat for an orphan boy and a silver thimble for a girl whose classy mother would have been displeased with a cheaper present. These two gifts were a dollar apiece. The Christmas tree was easy to find in the nearby forest. A.V. Gillette accompanied the carol singing with his flute, the only instrument in town. Today's episode of As It was written by Mary Ann Mason, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.